My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Metropolitan University solemnly observed Truth and Reconciliation Day 24 hours early to allow staff, students, and survivors to all participate together. The day's events started early in the morning with prayers and teachings led by Bob Goulis, president of Nibsing Consulting. Goulis introduced the speakers and transitioned between them with brief respites of levity. For Goulis, this is a day of solemn observance and teaching. He says,
when it comes to truth and reconciliation, truth needs to come before reconciliation. So we need to have these kinds of events to allow residential school survivors to speak, for our knowledge holders, our elders, to share their wisdom, to help Canadians, to help TMU students, staff, better understand, those perspectives. I shared this morning that it's not a day of celebration. It's really a day of a solemn observance, very different from the National Day, National Indigenous Peoples Day in June, where we're celebrating, culture, celebrating those things. This today is about understanding what happened to those survivors, thinking about those that have passed on into the spirit world, those children that were taken, and really, hearing that message and understanding how that has contributed to this uninterrupted line of trauma that we suffer to this day. So it's really part of that healing, but also part of educating Torontonians, TMU students, and Canadians about the experiences of Indigenous peoples.
Speaking of that education, who is this day for?
This day, I think, is for the survivors. It's an important day. We recognize those survivors. We acknowledge the trauma and the pain that they went through, and hopefully this can be a little bit of a way to heal, to really know that our thoughts are with them. This is also a day for Canadians to understand, to learn. This is definitely a day of learning, whether it's events here at TMU, at the Nathan Phillips Square today and on Saturday, which is the Indian Residential School Legacy Gathering. So there's so many great events. If you turn on to radio all week this week throughout Toronto, across Canada, there's a day to listen brought to us by the Chani Wenjack and Gord Downey Fund. So lots of opportunities to learn and be more aware of Indigenous peoples. I'm really hopeful that these kinds of events will continue, that it'll contribute to the need for better understanding, but also acceptance of truth, that these stories, no matter how hard they are to hear and how hard they are to accept, is the truth from the perspective of Indigenous people. And, it'll take that collective pain in order to move forward, develop those relationships, and lead us towards reconciliation. So I'm hopeful. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. So we want to really celebrate and appreciate that we are working towards reconciliation.
Numerous speakers participated in the opening ceremony, with those unable to make today's events sending in a video so they could still participate. Monica McKay, Director of Indigenous Directives at TMU and a Nisshing woman from British Columbia, shared her experiences with her family's ties to the residential school system.
On this day, I often take some time to remember my grandmother, who went to residential school. She would say, in the time that I spent alone with her, and I'm really lucky that I got to spend time with her, when I would ask her about her schooling, she would only share with me her regret that she couldn't go on. She would never talk about what actually happened at the school. And then when I started to ask my parents, neither of them wanted to talk about their experience. And it took the death of one of my father's eldest sisters. And we were traveling to the community to be with the family. I was sitting in the back, my mom was driving, and my father began to cry. And that was the first time I'd seen him cry. I would have been 28 at the time, and he would get mad and stop, and then he'd sob again. And I was looking at, I touched my mom's hand, shoulder, and she just shook her head. So when he just started to just let himself cry, and then he eventually cried out, my mom looked at him and she said, that's so important for your daughter to see, because I know that this was hard for you to be able to show emotion to your children can I cry? Because I do have loving parents. But it struck home. It is very difficult for my father to show his emotions. To run up to him and hug him, he would stand and he would put his arms around me. But he was awkward and he didn't quite know what to do. But I say, after that day when he allowed himself to cry, whenever that we would greet each other, that was something that was important to him. Before he passed, he said, I never wanted to talk about what happened to me. And he said, I think that was not a good decision on my part. I hope in the work that you do, that you always remember to center those stories. Because if we don't, they get lost.
A flag was raised in honor of the survivors and the missing kids after the teachings were done. After which, the day concluded with a silent memorial walk through the TMU campus. The walk ended at 2:15 in honor of the 215 missing kids that were found. The walk ended with dozens of people in the quad outside of the Care Hall buildings on campus. Everyone planted stakes into the ground with orange shirts as the memorial ended.